Hi there, ACB listeners. This is Tim Cummings, and what you're about to hear is a slightly edited version of a demonstration that I gave a couple months ago for our local computer users group here in Boston. And this is a demonstration of Goldwave, the sound editing and recording program. Goldwave is a great little program. I've been using it for a couple months, and at about $55, I think it's one of the most economical yet versatile programs out there, and I would say that it's quite accessible. So I urge you all to take a look at it. If you want to find out more information about it, you can either go to the heretoday.com website, or you can go directly to Goldwave's website, which is www.goldwave.com, where you can download a fully functioning shareware version. And if you like the program, as I said before, you can buy it for about $55. So now, on with the demo. Now, Goldwave, for those of you who don't know, is a program that allows you to record sounds on your computer. It allows you to, and then you can edit those sounds, record sounds in digital format, like just as a CD is recorded in digital format, CD quality, exactly. One thing that we're going to be talking about today is sampling. What is the sampling rate? 44,000 hertz is the same sampling rates that's used for recording CDs. And so the higher the sampling rate, the better the sound quality you have. So if you wanted to record the BSO, you'd record them at a sampling rate of 44,000 hertz. If you wouldn't record them at a rate of 8,000 hertz, because it would come out a terrible recording, because you'd be missing most of the dynamic range of the recording and most of the frequency response. The higher the sampling rate, the bigger the recording, and so the more disk space it takes up. When you're recording a WAV file, if I'm recording a stereo WAV file with a sampling rate of 44 kilohertz or 44,000 hertz, that takes up 10 megabytes for every minute of recording time. So that's a big chunk of recording time. However, once you make an initial recording, sometimes you can actually downsample it, which means convert it to a lower sampling rate, so you take up less disk space. The frequency of human hearing, the frequency range is about 20 hertz to 17 kilohertz. But what I wanted to do is just play you guys a couple tones of different sounds so you get the idea of frequency ranges. So first I'll play you, if this works, I will play you a 100 hertz tone. And I created these all using Goldwave, so we'll see if this works. This is only about 2 seconds, so. Let's try a middle C on the piano. Then the final one I'll do is I'll do a sweep tone for you, which will sweep from 20 hertz up to about 20,000. All right, here we go. Sweep. Now I want to get into things that you can do with Goldwave in terms of different types of audio effects or whatever that you can do. What can you actually use it for? And I've got some a few samples to demonstrate this for. I want to talk about noise reduction first of all. Goldwave has a noise reduction feature which allows you to take noise out of a sound if you've got background noise or whatever. I know many people in this room are old-time radio fanatics like I am. And I had sitting around a tape of an old-time radio show called The Mummers, Mummers Theater of the Air. And as you'll hear, I'll play a couple minutes of this, it's pretty poppy and hissy and crackly. Here is part of the original file before any modification was done to it.
Come in.
Keep it dark in here. I can't see where I'm going.
That's the needy task for his work.
Next, I'm going to play for you that same bit of old-time radio after it's been run through Goldwave's noise reduction filter, so you can see how well Goldwave's noise reduction does on that sample of audio.
Come in.
Keep it dark in here. I can't see where I'm going.
Before we move on and I show you how to record a sound and do some simple editing techniques, I would like to now go on and play my final sound clip that illustrates a couple things. First of all, it illustrates some of the more advanced features of Goldwave, such as mixing sounds and fade-ins and so forth. And also illustrates kind of two of my dream careers, one being a broadcaster and the other one which you'll hear about in a second. And after you hear this, you'll realize why I'm keeping my day job. But this is a commercial that you might hear some night on late night TV.
Hey there, music lovers. For the first and only time, Vibug Music is proud to present Tim's Classics, a marvelous new collection of some of Tim Cummings' all-time favorite songs, digitally remastered for you in marvelous monophonic high-fidelity audio. Unlike some of those other collections that claim they're so great because they contain the original artists, this collection contains Tim Cummings himself actually singing some of these great ballads from the past and present. Listen to some of these gems that you get. How about this wonderful song, originally recorded by Frank Sinatra himself?
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Remember that fabulous duo from the 50s, the Everly Brothers? Well, Phil and Don Everly never sounded this good on a bad day.
So sad to watch good love go bad.
Take a listen to some of these other great songs from the pop, country, and soul genres.
Call me irresponsible. Call me unreliable.
Hey there, the only girl.
I am the lineman for the county, and I drive the main road. She's a free and gentle flower, growing wild.
If you order today, we'll include, absolutely free, a collection of some of the great sacred music of all time, recorded by Tim Cummings in his own personal recording studio.
Ave Maria.
You can order this collection on CD, cassette, or Edison Wax Disc. So please, call today.
The most enjoyable and most challenging part of that whole little production was mixing the songs. And let me just quickly illustrate how I did that using as an example that Everly Brothers song, which was probably the most difficult because it had two-part harmony. Goldwave has a feature called CD extraction, which allows you to copy a CD onto your hard drive into the form of a WAV file. So let me play for you just a little sample of that original Everly Brothers song that I used.
We used to have good times together, but now I feel them slip.
next thing that I had to try to do was to get the vocals out of that song after I'd gotten it onto my hard drive. And Goldwave has an option in its effects feature that's called Remove Vocals. And what it does is it mixes the two channels, the left channel and the right channel, together and kind of cancels out the vocals. And depending on how the original song was recorded, sometimes you cancel them out better than others. But I'm going to play you just a quick bit of how the Everly Brothers sounded with their vocals canceled out. The next thing that I had to do was to record the vocals. And what I did for that was I plugged in my headphones and listened to the CD and sang along with the CD and recorded the melody and harmony tracks separately. So let me play a little bit of each one of those. We used to have good times together, but now I feel them slip away. We used to have good times together, but now I feel them slip away. The next thing I did was mix the melody and the harmony together. We used to have good times together, but now I feel them slip away. And of course, not to be outdone by the Everly Brothers, I had to add in my own echo in the background as well. We used to have good times together, but now I feel them slip away. Finally, I took those vocals with the background echo, and I took the stripped music from the Everly Brothers song and mixed them together, and this is the final result that I got. We used to have good times together, but now I feel them slip away. It makes me cry to see love die. So sad to watch good love go bad. So that's just an example of some of the different things that you can do with Goldwave. Let's get into Goldwave, and I'll show you how to record a sound and do some simple editing.
Goldwave.
All right, now we're in Goldwave, and we want to record a sound. Now, you can go into the File menu and tab down to New, and or arrow down to New, and hit your Enter key. But there's a shortcut to begin a new file, which is Control N, and that's what we're going to use. Control N.
Radio button checked. Channels mono 1 of 2. Dialogue.
Okay.
Sound. Root box.
All right. We're in a channels box that says mono 1 of 2. We're going to leave it there. So we're going to tab down to the next box here.
Combo edge box. Sampling rate first 44,100.
All right. This is CD quality. We don't need that because this is just me talking. So.
Yeah.
So,
5,500.
I'm doing an down arrow just to show you the different.
6,000.
Could you type in a number if you want?
Yeah, you could. You could.
7,333. 8,000. 11,000.
Let's do 22,050. Okay. Now we're going to tab again.
Combo. Edge box. 1 millimeters. SS.KTT. 1 o'clock. 0000.
Okay. This is the time. Goldwave requires you, when you're recording a new file, to indicate how long you want the file to be. at the before you
in minutes
or seconds? Yeah, minutes. Right. Let's do 1 minute. Let's do 1 minute for the heck of it here, and we tab that tab again.
Button. Okay.
Okay.
Bullet wave. Initializing new sound. Bullet wave.
All right.
Custom control.
Now it's ready to record. Control F9 starts recording, and Control F8 stops recording. So we're going to make a test here. We'll do Control F9. We'll see first if this even works. All right. This is Tim Cummings, and this is Vibug. And we're doing a test of Gold Wave, sampled at 22,000 hertz, which means they'll get 11,000 hertz of my wonderful voice here in
2.5 megabytes.
That's right, 2.5 megabytes. And now I'm going to stop it, and we're going to play it back. Here we go. Shift, Control F8.
All right, this is Tim Cummings, and this is Vibug. And we're doing a test of...
Well, that's the speaker.
...sampled at 22,000 hertz, which means it'll get 11,000 hertz of my wonderful voice. Here in... That's right. Now I'm going to stop it, and we're going to play it back. Here we go. Control F8.
Yes, we can. But first thing I want to show, there's so many features to show, but one of the coolest things is this has actual rewind and fast forward, which is really neat. Let me hit play here.
All right, this is Tim Cummings, and this is Vibug.
Okay, I just hit pause, which is F6. Now I can fast forward this by hitting F7. Or I can rewind. You can adjust the rewind and fast forward speed. So if there's a cough that you want to get rid of, or whatever it is that you want, so you can be very precise in terms of where you can the spot that you want to find in the recording, totally by sound, whereas a sighted person would find that same spot by looking at the actual graph of the file itself.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you want to give it a Bob?
Yeah.
All right, let me hit the toggle again so we can hear keep playing until we get to Bob.
And we're doing a test of Gold Wave, sampled at 22,000 hertz, which means it'll get 11,000 hertz of my wonderful voice here in...
Okay. There's Bob. Now, all right. Let me play this again. Okay, let's put a mark there. So now I'm going to set a beginning marker, which is a left... I just hit my left bracket. There's a mark. So that's my beginning mark. Now I'm going to hit the... F7 again, F6 again, the toggle, and play until we get to the end of Bob, then I'll set our right bracket. There's the end of Bob. Let's hit a right bracket now. So the right of the run to the right of the P. Okay. So now, this is, if we play this again, we'll hear the section that we've actually marked. They've got a thing called playback preview, where I can go in and I'm going to set this option so I can hear how this edit will sound before I actually do it. So what we do is
F equals file pull down.
We go F.
E equals
I'm hitting my right arrow.
E equals view. G equals tools pull down.
I'm going to go to tools.
D equals device controls check.
That's what we want. Device controls. We hit enter.
Menu closed. Custom control.
Now we're going to hit our Alt key.
Pull down.
Here we go.
R equals restore to state properties.
That's what we want.
Menu closed. Button. Okay. Prop. Check box. And check. User play button.
Okay.
L equals move.
All right. Now this is user play button. And the user play button is, the regular play button is F4. The user play button is Shift F4. And under the user play button, there's a whole bunch of options. One of them is loop.
User play button. And selected.
Unselected is the one that we want. Unselected. Selected means another one is selected, which will play you the section you've marked. Unselected will play you the section that you haven't marked. Everything outside of the marker. So that's what we're going to play. So now...
Check box. Okay. Device controls. Custom controls.
Let me close this out.
Gold wave.
Now,
custom controls.
Now if we hit a Shift F4, this should play us this whole selection without Bob to see what it sounds like.
All right, this is Tim Cummings, and this is Vibug, and we're doing a test of Gold Wave, sampled at 22,000 hertz, which means they'll get 11,000 hertz of my wonderful voice. That's right, 2.5 megabytes.
I have a question. How would you delete it, Tim, at this point, if you want?
If it actually, I think if I just hit the delete key, that would do it. Yep. So now what I want to show you guys is how to trim, because this file is 60 seconds in length, but this is not 60 seconds of speech. So I'm going to hit my F5 to rewind. I was at the beginning of the file that was just loaded, but and if I hit fast forward, I would have fast forwarded from the beginning, but when I hit rewind, it rewinds from the end, since the end marker is at the end of the file.
Oh, okay. The end of the file, not the end of the speech.
Right. So now we're at the end of the file. We're close to it.
Here we go. Shift, Control, F8.
Okay. So let's get rid of that nasty click, because that's annoying, too. So let me rewind a little bit. Okay. There we go. Let's put an end mark right here. So we do the right bracket. What you do is you trim everything outside the markers. And what I do now is I do a Control T. And we should be all set here.
All right. Hello, sir.
Yep, that's it. So we just cut that file down, and I'll just pop to the bottom and see how long it is now. 22 seconds. 22.5 seconds. One final feature of Goldwave I'd like to demonstrate is its time warp feature. This is similar to the speech compression used in some of the APH tape recorders. What it allows you to do is to speed up a recording without changing the pitch. And I'm going to play a bit of Jonathan Mosen, about 28 seconds, and then the same piece of Jonathan Mosen, about 21 seconds, so speed it up by about one-third.
ACB Radio, and welcome to Blind Line for another day. I'm Jonathan Mosen, and it is Thursday here where we are in New Zealand. It's starting to head that way where it's coming up to winter time, and it's always a bit depressing, but we hope that we have some interesting conversation for you that will liven things up. On the program between now and the next couple of hours, we'll shortly be going to be speaking with Dennis Brown from DB Tech. Actually, here in New Zealand, DB is a very nice beer. I think it's better than Budweiser. But anyway, we're not going to be talking about beer. ACB Radio, and welcome to Blind Line for another day. I'm Jonathan Mosen, and it is Thursday here where we are in New Zealand. It's starting to head that way where it's coming up to winter time, and it's always a bit depressing, but we hope that we have some interesting conversation for you that will liven things up. On the program between now and the next couple of hours, we'll shortly be going to be speaking with Dennis Brown from DB Tech. Actually, here in New Zealand, DB is a very nice beer. I think it's better than Budweiser. But anyway, we're not going to be talking about beer.
Let me just make a few final comments here in light of the demo that was recently done on SoundForge. And let me first say that I have not used SoundForge, so I can't speak from personal experience about using the program. I thought it was an excellent demo. And I think that Goldwave is another serious alternative to look at as a program, because some of the features that you must pay extra for SoundForge. For example, the noise reduction feature comes standard with Goldwave for that price of $55. And as I said, I haven't used SoundForge, so I can't compare the two in terms of the noise reduction capabilities of both programs. But I would say in terms of access and economics, Goldwave is a serious alternative that I think you may want to look at when deciding about which sound recording editing program to use. I hope that this review has been helpful, and if people have any questions for me about Goldwave, my email address is thc@world.com. For ACB Radio,
This is Tim Cummings.